Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth Perek in the Hilchas Machos, Suris, the Laws of Forbidden Foods, in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, and we continue on the theme regarding what one could eat, what one cannot eat, and we were talking about in the kosher species. Now we're discussing regarding what's called Eber Melechai, the limb from a living creature, and how that relates to the uber, to the fetus that's inside the womb. So again, Halacha Aleph, regarding the Isra Eber Melechai. Says the Rambam, Piyash Mu Lamdu. From tradition it was learned, Shazesh and then Batur, this that says in Dvarim, V'loy Seichel HaNefesh HaMabasa, don't eat the soul with the flesh. What does that mean? Lesser Aver, that's coming to forbid the limb, Shenechtech Menachai, that was cut off from a living creature. Because a living limb is called Nefesh, where you cut it, it's not going to regenerate, it's not going to come back, like a soul that's taken away, which doesn't come back. So that's what the pasuk means, V'loy Seichel HaNefesh, don't eat the soul when it's with the flesh, meaning when it's still in the, when it's still living with the flesh. Now, regarding a limb from a living creature, this was from the Sheva Mitzvah B'Nech, this was told to Noach in Bereishis, Ach Basu B'Nafshe, but a piece of meat with its soul, Damei, its blood, Loisechelu, should not be eaten. And the Issa Eivim Lachai Noig, and this applies the prohibition of a limb from a living creature, is B'Behema Chai V'Oiv B'Tahirim, it's by a domestic, wild animal and by fowl. By kosher animals, of a little bit main, but not by non-kosher. There, no matter what the state is, it's a non-kosher animal. Now, Halacha Beis, the Rambam further qualifies, says, Echad Aver, now what's considered Aver Menachai? So whether it's a limb, sheish bebasa, gidim atzumis, that has flesh and tendons and bones, kugan hayad varegel, like the foreleg and the hind leg, of Echad Aver Shem ba'etzim, or whether it's a limb that doesn't have a bone, kugan haloshen, like the tongue, va'beitzim, and the testicles, va'tchoil, and the spleen, va'kloyes, and the kidneys, va'lev, and the heart, kuyutzben, things like that. Either one, it's considered a limb. Elo, but the difference is, if it's a limb that does not have bones, so there it's ben shechatach kule, whether he cuts off the whole thing, ben shechatach miktsasa, whether he cuts off part of it, it's also mishnei ben lechai. That's prohibited because it's a limb from a living creature. But a limb that has a bone, you're not going to be liable for a limb from a living creature until you detach it as it is in its natural form, which is basa begidim atzamas, has the flesh and has the tendons and the bones. Because avalim parish minachai habasa levad, if you're going to separate from the living creature only the flesh, and again it has bones and tendons, then chayav alav mishum treifa. Then the liability is actually going to be because of treifa, like we explained in Perek Halacha Yud, that treifa is a mortal defect. Obviously, if it's detached, it has a mortal defect, as we'll explain with the pasuk of a basa basa the treifa, it's detached. But limb mishum minachai, one's not going to have the liability of a limb from a living creature. Halacha gimel. Ha'ichel me'eber nachai kizais. So if someone eats from a living creature the size of an olive, so like as most isura achila is the share of a kizais. Now v'afil ochel eber shalom. Even if he eats an entire limb, im yesh bekizais chayef. If there's a share of an olive, then he's liable. But pachas mekizais pater less than the kizais is going to be pater. Now chatach me'eber kibriyase. Let's say you cut from a limb according to its natural state, which is bas of a gidmat samais, bones, tendons, and flesh, kizayis, the size of an alvachal, and he eats it, so like he's going to get lashes. Alpha bishem bas el kosher, even though the amount of meat, the flesh, is very little, because the bas of a gidmat samais are going to combine for the isser of Eiv Menachai. Aval bat im hifr de Eiv achashat lashem Menachai, but let's say you separate the limb after it was ready detached from the living creature. The hifrit habasim and I gidim at samis, and you start separating the flesh from the tendons, from the bones. Oh, then ain't a loika, then you're not going to get lashes. In other words, then you can't call that anymore Eiver Menachai, because not the full limb, you detach the pieces, the components of it. Rather, it's considered what's called basim Menachai, and because the bones and the tendons are not going to combine, so you're not going to be liable, you're not going to get lashes at Shiyachu Gezais Menabas Lavad until you at least eat a full Gezais of just the flesh itself. Because if in that summer's vagin surface is more like, in this case, the bones and the tendons are not going to combine for the share because eyes. Since you change it from its natural form, the limb is was created with the flesh and the bones and the tendons attached. Now that's separated, it does not have aloha as even the chai, rather it's gonna have aloha as buster minachai. Halacha dal. Halakal Ivrizel, let's say he separated this limb, meaning he didn't separate the flesh from the bones and the tendons like in the previous aloha. But he separated this limb into smaller pieces. Now, each piece does not have a share of a kezias, so it also does not have halachas Eiver Menachai, rather as basim Menachai. So therefore, v'acholim ha'atmat, if he eats it a little bit at a time, im yesh b'masha ocha kezias basa, if at least what he has a share of a kezias of basar, again, because it's not Eiver Menachai, it has to have from the meat, then chayv is g'michayv, love not, part is even the exam, because like we said, the bones and the tendons are not combining for the share of basim Menachai. But let's say lokach kezayis from the eber kibriyase. Let's say you didn't cut up into such small pieces. The limb that you cut off was at least a shiva kezayis in its natural state. Plus the begin about some of the bones, tendons, and flesh, and you ate it. Then av bishenechli befiv befnim. So even though in his mouth he separates the pieces, the bones in his mouth before he swallows it, b'chayv is going to be chayv because he took it in as a full aver, because it had at least a share of kezayis, and therefore they will combine for the share of kezayis to get malchus. Halacha hey, talosh aver menachay. Let's say someone detached a limb from a living creature, v'nitchefa b'nitilasai, and the animal came betrayfa by he taking off, because you just detach a limb, the animal has a mortal defect now. And v'chalei, and then he eats that limb. Chayiv shtayim, so he's liable for two isurim. One, b'shem eiv menachay, because it's a limb from a living creature. Or b'shem treifa, and also because it's from an animal that's a treifa. Because that happened, as the Rambam says, she'harei shnei isurim boin ke'echas. Because both prohibitions happened at the same time. It became a treifa, and it was eiv menachay when you detach it. So if someone detaches the forbidden fats from an animal, he rips it out of the animal and he eats it. So like a shtayim, he's going to be liable for two. One is mishum eben lechai, because a limb from a living creature, which is what the fats are. It's part of the it's part of the organs. Mishum chaylev, and because of forbidden fats. Now, although eben lechai only happens when he detaches the limb, and chaylev was forbidden from the moment the animal was born, still the is eben lechai is going to take effect on the chaylev, because eben lechai becomes forbidden also for Gentiles. And since it takes effect on the Gentiles, so it's also going to take effect on the Jews, even though it's already forbidden as chaylev, as we know the concept of iser meitziv, and therefore it's also going to be taking effect. Now, talosh chaylev na treifa achal, and if someone detaches forbidden fats from a treifa and he eats it, so like a shal, you're going to get three sets of lashes, one's for the treifa, one's for the chaylev, and one's for the iser of evim and achay. Halacha vav. The Rambam continues regarding a hanging limb, and regarding if someone crushes or breaks the limbs. As Ram says, basa hamaduldul babehema. If there's flesh that's hanging in an animal, it's cut off, but it's not detached. It's hanging from strips of flesh. The eva hamaduldul ban, you have a limb hanging from that flesh. So, if this limb cannot become reattached to the body and to heal. So, although the limb was not fully detached until after the animal was slaughtered, aser, it's rabbinically going to be forbidden, but since only rabbinic vein local, you're not going to get the biblical lashes. Now, because it was not detached, although it cannot heal. Now, the mesa behemoth, if the animal dies, so then we actually view as if it had fell off when it was still alive. Therefore, if someone would subsequently eat it, he would get the prohibition of eating a limb from a living creature. But if it could get reattached and regenerate, then the animal is slaughtered. It's going to be permitted because since it could become back connected and part of the animal, so the shechit is permitting it. It's like considered part of the animal itself. And if the animal dies, it's only going to be a problem about nevela and not because of evim nachai. Halacha zayin. Shaman Aver, let's say a limb becomes detached, but again, it wasn't cut off totally, it's pulled out. A mechay are crushed, a dachay or ground, could go in a beitim shemechay, so let's say like the testicles which are crushed. A nitkan, or again, if it was pulled out from the animal, but again, it wasn't fully detached, and the animal is slaughtered. Biblically, it's not forbidden. Shayesh be mixes chayim, because although you crushed it or you pulled it out from its socket, but it still has some life in it. That's why these limbs don't spoil, they don't deteriorate, because they're still getting life from the animal. It still says the Rambam it's forbidden to eat them. From a custom that the Jewish people have had for years already before. Because it's comparable to a limb from a living creature. So though it's not, but the custom is not to that it's forbidden to eat. Etzem shenishba, a bone that broke. So, im ha yehab baser, if the flesh, oy ha'or, or the skin, is chayfa roiv of yoy shal etzem anishba, covers the majority of the thickness of the broken bone. And v'roiv hekif hashev, the majority of the circumference of the break. So, it's the majority is covered. Harizam mutas has permitted. Now, v'myatza etzem ochaz, but if the break goes, pierces beyond the skin, harayev aser, so that limb is forbidden. Now, okashishcha da bema'if, when you're in the slaughter of the animal or the bird, you have to cut from the place of where it broke and throw that away. And the rest can be permitted. Now, nishbar etzim, let's say the bone broke. And the flesh is covering the majority. Now, but But that flesh that's covering the majority is like eaten up, or like very thin. It's meager. Kabasa sharifa gurit, like the way he qualifies is like it's like meat that the doctor would usually scrape away, you know, as a way of healing. Or even though the majority, but it's not a majority that's covering in one place, not contiguous. Rather, it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and if you combine it, then the majority of the circumference is going to be covered. Or even though there was covered with majority with flesh, but there's holes in these in that flesh, in that skin. Or that flesh has a hole in it. Or it's pierced like that of a ring. Or the flesh on top is scraped off. Actually, the flesh that's remaining on top of that break is like that of just like a peel, a thin peel. Or the flesh on the bottom, right on top of the bone that broke, is decomposed. And it disappears. And then comes out that the flesh that is covering, it's like not even touching the bone. Because the lower part of the dermis is just deteriorated. So says the Rambam, in all these cases we rule that it's prohibited until the flesh heals. And then if it heals again, then it's covered by the majority, which we said is permitted. And the Malcham of Kalei, if someone eats from all these cases that we just described, Markan the Samakas Mardu, we give him rabbinic lash again. It is ultimately covered, but again, it's inferior, and therefore we say that it's forbidden until the flesh heals. Halacha tes. Hitherum discusses already regarding the limbs of a fetus as it relates to the slaughtering of the mother. Halacha tes. If someone sticks his hand into the uterus of the stomach of the animal, into the intestines, and he cuts off from the spleen and the clothes from the kidneys, or things that are similar to that, which are limbs that, if they're taken, it does not make the animal into a trefa. And they leave the pieces inside the stomach of the animal. And then the animal is slaughtered. So those limbs are forbidden as limbs from a living creature. Even though it's inside the animal, in its intestines, but ultimately it's cut off and it wasn't connected. So although it's still inside, it's forbidden. Now, but this is where the contrast is. But let's say it was cut off from the, here it is in the uterus, from the fetus that's inside the stomach. And they didn't take out what they cut off from the fetus. So the pieces of the fetus or its limbs are permitted. Why? Because it never went out. And what's interesting about the fetus is it gets permitted with the mother slaughtering. That's not part of the body of the mother. So it's not even the chai. It always was its own distinct entity. And since it was never removed, so therefore it's still permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. Now, if there's a fetus that sticks out its foreleg or its hind leg out of the uterus, out of the mother, that limb becomes forbidden forever. And that's bin shakatocha koim shakir imay, whether you cut off that limb before the mother was slaughtered, bin shakatocha achashin shakir imay, whether you cut it off after the mother was slaughtered, it's going to be forbidden. Now, there is a difference between if it was cut off before the mother was slaughtered or after it, because if it was cut off before the mother was slaughtered, actually, as Ram's going to end off the halacha, it's forbidden because it's a trefa. If you cut off after the mother was slaughtered, it's actually going to be forbidden because of even the chai, as Ram's going to explain later in halacha yirah. But either way, it's going to be forbidden because, as Ram's going to explain, once it sticks out its limb, it remains forbidden. Even if it takes the limb back into the uterus of the mother, and then the mother is slaughtered, let's say the child just ends up being born regularly, lives many years, once that limb went out of the mother's womb and was just that limb becomes forbidden as a trefa. Why? Because any flesh that goes out of its boundaries, which is the uterus, the fetus belongs in the uterus, not out, becomes forbidden like flesh that was detached from a living creature. Shnemekin says in the pasuk, the treifa, the meat in the field, the way you can read the pasuk, is treifa. Meaning, since it goes out to a place that's like a field for it, meaning it's beyond its boundaries because it's supposed to be in the mother's womb, now it's the treifa becomes. The treifa comes around, like I already explained in Perek Dal, Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud, the Ram continues. Let's say only part of the limb came out from the mother, meaning from the fetus. Some of it remains inside. Even if only a minority of the limb stayed inside the womb, hayetze asa, the part that went out is forbidden, b'shabefen demuta, the part that remained inside is going to be permitted. Now, v'mechatach hayetze min ha'ever achashach zira. Now, if they cut off from the part of the limb that went out, and they cut it off achashach zira, after it had brought it, meaning it pulled its hand or foot back in, and once it was already back in, then they cut off the part, which again remains forbidden, they cut it off once it was already back in, and the benishchada, and then subsequently the mother was slaughtered. So isus yotz levad asa. So only that limb which had gone out, only that's forbidden. Like we said, usha eva muta, and the rest of the limb that didn't go out is going to be permitted. But vimlohich zero. But let's say it didn't pull its limb back in. And they cut it off when it was outside. The animal stuck on its foot. They're like, oh my, this part is forbidden, and they cut it off when it's outside. So ben shachatacha kaim shchita, whether they cut it off before the animal was slaughtered, or yach shchita, whether after the animal was slaughtered. Makom hachatach asa. The place of the cut, even that place, is forbidden. And this is what's different than from the previous case. And this is the area that's opposite the ear space, because it's on the edge of the uterus. We don't call it an animal in an animal, which becomes permitted through the mother's shechita, because it's not inside, and therefore that place is also forbidden. Now, so therefore, after you cut off what had gone out, then this is clarifying what we just said, you then cut off the place of the incision itself, because that also became forbidden in the situation of when you cut it off when it's on the outside. Halacha Yud Aleph, kol eiver u'b'shayatza, any limb of a fetus that, again, like we said, sticks it out of the uterus, v'chatocha kem shchita b'machotz, and you cut it off before the mother was slaughtered, while it's still outside, that's considered a limb from a living creature, like we had previously explained, because the issa of basa basa the trefa is only when you cut it off after the mother was slaughtered. But if you cut it off before the mother was slaughtered, so that's even lechai, and we're looking to get lashes. Now, and this is even if the fetus died before the mother was slaughtered, because a fetus inside, even if it's dead, it's considered like alive, because the mother slaughtering permits it to be eaten. So therefore, it's like still like alive, and therefore, it's going to be the issur of even lechai. Now, but if it's cut off after the mother was slaughtered, then the one who eats is not going to get lashes, meaning for Eva Menachai, he will get lashes because of Trefa, but he's not going to get lashes, even if it's dead, because the mother was slaughtered first, which did not permit it, and therefore it's not considered like it was from a chai, it's like from a mess. Now, if the animal dies and then you cut it off, then actually the one who eats it will get lashes for even the chai. And the reason that is because, well, why is dead different than shechita? It's because misa of the mother makes it like nipa, like as if it fell off. And you see, as if it fell off when they're still alive, and therefore it will be considered as it already fell off beforehand, as it was detached, as if it's aver min chai. Halacha Yud Beis. Ubrishayitzi aver. If there's a fetus that sticks out a limb, Vanessa Eva, like we were saying, and the limb becomes forbidden, the akach no then is born, the harehi nekeven, now it's a female, this fetus that was born, hachalav shalah asal l'shtoisa misafik, its milk is forbidden to drink out of doubt. What's a doubt? Because hoyel b'hu bo machlal evarn, the milk is coming through the limbs of the animal, the yesh ba'ibar echad asal, and there's one limb that was stuck out when the animal wasn't born yet, which was forbidden, like a trefa, so v'arizak achel trefa shensar b'chalev tar, it's like trefa milk being mixed with kosher milk, because of that one limb, that all the limbs together are creating the blood, which creates the milk, and then because of that, out of doubt, you're not allowed to drink the milk from this fetus. Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam discusses regarding an intact fetus. Hashech behemah muberes. If let's say someone slaughters a pregnant animal, umotze bashlila, and inside they find the fetus, bein chai behemes, whether it's live or dead, it's permitted to be eaten, again, because the mother's slaughtering. And even the placenta that you find inside, which is the sac that the embryo is in, is also permitted to be eaten. Now, what's if, let's say, some of the placenta had gone out? And they slaughtered the animal. So, if the placenta was attached, it was tied onto the child. So, if so, that means the placenta is really part of the child that which you found inside the animal. So, what went out is forbidden, just like as part of the limb of the fetus goes out, it becomes asa. But v'shamur, to the rest of the placenta that's inside is going to be permitted. But if let's say the placenta was not tied onto the child, then kulas through, then all of the placenta is forbidden. Why? Maybe this placenta, that some of it had left, maybe actually the child that was originally inside the placenta was already out of this animal a long time ago. We never saw about it, miscarried a long time ago. And therefore, it was never permitted with the mother slaughtering because it was not here. So therefore, its placenta, which is only permitted because of the dint of being part of the child, is also not going to be permitted. So therefore, the shali is not being permitted. Now, moreover, uvolad zeshen imzav abedin. Now, although you end up finding a child, it's just not connected to placenta, but this child that you find inside the betin, inside the stomach, halcha shali shalai. Maybe it's actually from a different placenta, and that placenta left, and therefore you only have the child. So therefore, the placenta is not going to be permitted with the slaughtering of the mother, since it's not tied onto the child. And main sarach lemi, you don't have to say to the ram shem. If you don't find inside the stomach of the animal a child at all, then for sure shashili kula asur, then for sure the whole placenta is forbidden because it's only permitted because of being part of the permissibility of the animal that's inside, which is a unique zeir sakas that we permit that child, and the placenta is part of that. If there's no child or that child is not necessarily part of this placenta, placenta is not going to be permitted. Halacha yudalt matzaba ubrachai. Let's say you find inside the cow or whatever animal that you just slaughtered, you find a live fetus. So af bishu ben teshe chadashim gemur me'af shashichi, although it's a full 9-month baby and it's about to be born, ve'af shashichi, it's possible to live, in a shechit, you don't have to slaughter the animal. El shechit zim taratoi. The mother slaughtering permits this to eat this animal. And you could eat it as is. Now, v'mhifres agabe karka, but if you already put a foot on the ground, tzar shechita, then you have to slaughter it, and that's rabbinic because the marasayin looks like you're just eating an animal without properly slaughtering it, although it already permitted with the mother slaughtering. Halachat hazvav. Let's say karz b'mem, let's say tear open an animal. Or shachat b'mem, a trefa, or you slaughter an animal, that's a trefa. So therefore, essentially, there's no shechita that's permitting shechita b'mem. Umatzaba ben teshachayin, you find inside of it a living 9-month-old baby. Tzar shechita latir, you need to have a proper slaughtering to permit this fetus that's inside, because it wasn't permitted with the slaughtering of the mother, either because you tore open the mother, because it was a trefa, which is not a valid shechita. And ve'in shechitas imay me'elasad, because the slaughtering of the mother does not help for the fetus. Now, vim loygam lechadashim, let's say it's not a full month, it's the middle of the pregnancy. So av bishu chai b'mei ha-trefa, although it's alive in the stomach of this trefa animal, hariz also, this, although it's alive, it's going to be forbidden, neshuke eva mima, because it's not developed yet totally, it's still considered as a limb of his mother, which the mother was a trefa. Now, kolu b'shoitzi roish v'etzira, any fetus that sticks its head out of the womb and then pulls it back in, v'akach shachar esim, and then you slaughter the mother, ein shchitas imim elazai, the slaughtering of the mother is not going to be effective for the fetus, because by Rikiyal, once it's stuck on its head, it's like it was born, and therefore it's a shchita, there you have to have a separate slaughtering on the fetus, which is this new child.